Schitt's Creek is a Canadian sitcom created by father and son duo Eugene and Dan Levy about a family that loses their fortune and ends up relocating to a middle-of-nowhere but lovable town, Schitt's Creek, spelled, in this case, especially for radio, S-C-H-I-T-T. The fictional town actually resembles a real town, Sharon Springs, New York, in Schoharie County. Last month, Sharon Springs' Beekman 1802 Mercantile Store partnered with Schitt's Creek to pull off a transformation. They made a few changes to the buildings outside and rearranged some products inside the store, turning the shop into a real-life Rose Apothecary. The boutique store opened by character David Rose in the Pop and CBC show's third season. Josh Kilmer Purcell and Brent Ridge founded Beekman 1802 in 2008 after they purchased a farmhouse in Sharon Springs and started creating goat milk soaps from the animals that live on the farm. Ridge says the couple saw a connection and wanted to honor the show as it nears its end after six seasons.
Well, we are huge fans of Schitt's Creek, the TV show, and we knew this was the final season coming up. And part of the reason that we were such huge fans is because we see so many parallels to our own story in the show. And so we reached out to the producers of the show, Dan and Eugene, and said we want to do this to celebrate the final season of the show. And they loved the idea, and that's how we got to do it.
So what ultimately was the idea? Because there is a Rose Apothecary in the show, you could have a pop-up store and have these products.
Well, the original idea was just to create a set of products named Rose Apothecary that we would sell on our website and through some of our other partners. And then we thought, as we always do, try to bring people to upstate New York, particularly into Sharon Springs. How can we do something that's going to get people into Sharon Springs? And so we said, to celebrate the launch of the product line, let's turn the Beekman Mercantile in Sharon Springs into the Rose Apothecary for a limited amount of time. And so that's how that activation came about.
And since you've done that, wow.
It has been an incredible turnout. Our traffic in the store in Sharon Springs in the Mercantile is up over 800% for January and February, which is typically a very slow time in Sharon Springs. And we have had people come from, you know, all over. We've had people fly in for the day from Phoenix just to get a picture taken. It's been a tremendous response.
So when you go in, the experience is similar to going to the store that we see on the show.
It's very similar, and quite honestly, we didn't have to do too much to make it that similar. We changed this signage on the outside of the store, but ever since Schitt's Creek started airing, our customers have been saying to us, like, are they copying your story? Have they reached out to you? Is this your story? Because it's literally the same. Two gay men, outsiders, moving to a small town, starting a business with local artisans and rebranding it with their own brand. It's truly, literally our story. So we didn't have to change that much about it other than the signage to make it seem exactly the same.
We did have to move the toilet plungers to the front of the store and make sure that the lip balms were at the cash register.
David, Stevie is just now opening the Rose Apothecary products we ordered for the motel.
Okay, good. You're welcome.
Well, it would be good if the order had arrived when it was supposed to arrive last week.
All right, so it got held up. What possible difference could 1 week make?
We made sure to order those products in time for the rollout.
What rollout?
The Rosebud Motel rollout. New name, new branding, flowers in all the rooms, new custom towels. All part of the rollout.
Who taught you rollout?
May have been me. Sorry.
You know, other than your little blunder, it would have been a flawless rollout.
Okay, you really need to stop saying rollout.
David, delivery dates are important when it comes to client loyalty.
Okay, do I need to remind you that I'm the one doing you the favor? Accessorizing motel bathrooms is not what I would call on brand for the store. So, if you would like to pull the account, you can pull the account.
Well, I can't pull the account because it's part of the rollout. So I may be looking elsewhere when it comes time for the pop-out store.
Okay. He meant pop-up store, right?
Honestly, David, it took him like 2 weeks to learn rollout, so.
The pop-up store is only open through this coming weekend. Since it opened last month, thousands have flocked from all over the country to check out the store, pay homage to the show, And according to store manager Emily Weese, pick up beauty items similar to those sold in the store on the show.
In the Rose Apothecary line here at the Mercantile, we have the 9-ounce bar of soap, which is triple milled, which means that there's no air bubbles, so it won't deteriorate on you in the shower like other bars might. We have the Whip Body Cream, which is like a thicker body lotion, very, very nourishing and very gentle. And then we have a tinted lip balm, which is very lightly tinted, a nice rosy color. All are rose scented, and it's just a wonderful collection. And of course, you know, the Schitt's Creek branding is wonderful as well.
You've been here, you've been at the store. What has amazed you about this since this has popped up?
The reception from people coming from all over the place. We've had people from Phoenix, Arizona, Ohio, California, Texas, all over the place. Everyone wants to come and be a part of the experience and experience our town along with it, which is always encouraging. So it's been really fun just meeting people and knowing their stories and knowing how they ended up here.
The character David Rose, played by Daniel Levy, opens a curated apothecary with boyfriend Patrick, played by Noah Reed, where people come to shop for handmade items from local artisans. It's a storyline that Beekman 1802 knows well, according to Josh Kilmer Purcell, from the items on the shelf to the acceptance of the Sharon Springs community.
One of the genius things that Schitt's Creek has done, especially in regards to LGBT visibility, is they don't address it on the show. It's just accepted, you know, the characters are just accepted for who they are or not accepted for their quirks. And people who are familiar with Beekman 1802 in our story, when we had our reality television show several years ago, Fabulous Beekman Boys, we were the first actual true live gay couple to star in their own television show on a mainstream network. But we never mentioned being gay in the show. It was a show about us adapting to life in a small town in upstate New York. And sort of, I would say it's sort of stealth activism. By not mentioning it, it had such a greater impact than making the show about it. And I think that's one of the genius things Schitt's Creek has done as well. It's not even a discussion point. It's just accepted. And that's modeling behavior for the viewers.
Is that a conscious decision when you started the show early on of saying there's no reason to mention, we're not going to mention it?
I don't think it was a conscious decision when we started. It's more unconscious that we don't mention it. We, like most LGBT people, don't go around all day thinking, what are we going to gay do today? we just lived our lives, and our lives at that point was starting a farm, adapting to living in a small village after living in New York City. So those were the primary storylines of our lives. So that's why they naturally came forward.
While the pop-up store will end on Sunday, the Beekman 1802 storefront will transform back to its former self, selling the Rose Apothecary products until the conclusion of the show in April. Beekman1802.com for more information. Schitt's Creek airs on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on the Pop Network. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.